Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2506. The Value of Confidence by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And on Wednesdays, I always like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here's today's inspiration. Quote, "It is not joy that makes us grateful. It is gratitude that makes us joyful." David Stendel Rast. All right, and now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Value of Confidence by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Last night, I gave a speech called The Value of Confidence, which was about how to mentally put yourself into a state of confidence, feeling certain of success, even when your knowledge suggests you should expect to fail. Delivering a speech like this puts an extra burden on the speaker, since it must be done with absolute confidence and certainty, otherwise the audience will easily detect the incongruency. Even if you're extremely skilled and talented, a lack of self-confidence can prevent you from performing at your best in pressure situations. For example, if you work in sales, it's one thing to read a book and learn and understand some new sales techniques, but it's a very different challenge to actually go out and apply those techniques when face-to-face with a prospect. The major limiting factor often isn't a lack of knowledge or practice, but rather the limiting belief that you can't expect to perform well the first few times, which would be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Public speaking is a great example. Many people have the knowledge and skill to write a speech that an audience would enjoy, and when practiced in private, they may even do a decent job. But put them in front of an audience, or even suggest the idea, and they quickly succumb to feelings of self-doubt and worry. However, if you take such people to a stage hypnosis show and they're hypnotized, they'll get up on stage and perform wonderfully with no fear at all, even with no rehearsal or prepared material. Being under hypnosis doesn't magically bestow any new skills, but it can put people into a state where they have full and unrestricted access to their best internal resources. What new endeavors might you be able to take on if you were hypnotized to believe with absolute certainty that you would succeed at them? You may currently believe that confidence is the result of a history of success. While a history of success can certainly increase your confidence, you don't actually need that history to feel confident. Confidence is a feeling of certainty, a natural inner resource that can be summoned whenever you want it. The key to feeling confident lies in a quote from Albert Einstein. Quote, "Imagination is more powerful than knowledge." End quote. Even when your knowledge tells you to expect failure, you have the ability to consciously direct your imagination to override that impulse and feel certain of success anyway. Most people let their imaginations run on autopilot, so they sometimes see themselves succeeding, but they also worry about failure. This is like trying to drive a car by pushing the accelerator and the brake at the same time. To feel confident, you must focus your mind to see only one outcome, the one of you performing at your very best. If you catch yourself worrying, meaning mentally rehearsing failure, you need to immediately take your foot off that brake and focus on the accelerator. No matter how many times you catch yourself worrying or contemplating failure, just keep refocusing your mind on the image of success. In order to avoid the problem of overconfidence, let your decision to condition a state of confidence be subservient to your logic, reason, and common sense. If you feel confident that you will perform well on a big new project and use this as an excuse to underprepare, that's a mistaken application of confidence. But there are times when you've done all you can intellectually, and now you need to get yourself into the most emotionally resourceful state possible. Whenever you have to perform under pressure, it's a good time to put yourself into a state of confidence. A speech, a sales call, an audition, an interview, an exam, and so on. So on the one hand, be careful not to over-rely on confidence to save you by using it as an excuse to procrastinate on preparation. But on the other hand, it's amazing just how far confidence alone can get you. When I was going through college, I often didn't have as much time to prepare for exams as I would have liked, but I was really good at putting myself into a state of certainty of success right before the exam, regardless of how well prepared I felt intellectually. And this state of confidence was often enough to allow me to perform well, even when I had barely studied the material. Because I expected to do well via my imagination, not my knowledge, my subconscious mind found a way to fulfill that vision. Often this came in the form of creative solutions. For example, if I took a math test and didn't remember the formula that was intended to be used to solve a particular problem, my subconscious mind would find an alternate way to solve the problem using what I did know. Because I was in a state of total certainty of success, I had the fullest possible access to all my internal resources, including the ability to solve problems in ways I wasn't consciously aware of. Confidence is not a panacea, but being able to make yourself feel certain of success can give you a massive edge in many endeavors. Confidence is often the deciding factor in making a sale, closing a deal, acing a test, nailing an audition, getting a date, being hired or promoted, or making the team. And a lack of confidence can put you into the decrepit state where even though you have the intellectual resources to succeed, you don't even make the attempt. You fail to ask for the sale, the raise, the date, and so on. Sometimes just summoning the confidence to ask is all it takes to achieve a successful result. What more could you accomplish if you added the tool of confidence to your arsenal of skills, consciously directing your imagination away from visualizing negative outcomes and 100% on creating a feeling of certainty of success? You just listened to the post titled "The Value of Confidence" by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Many of us, before a big event, will feel nervous. And sometimes we interpret that nervousness as lacking confidence. But feeling nervous does not mean you lack confidence. It actually just means you care. You care about the result. Your body, when you're nervous, is trying to optimize your performance. Researchers like Dr. Kelly McGonigal have found that when we interpret feelings of stress and anxiety before, say, an exam or important presentation, and think of them not as a lack of confidence, but instead as the body trying to help us perform better, it actually works for us that way. So the next time we feel nervous, instead of feeling like we don't have confidence, just remind yourself that this nervousness just means you care. And all of the symptoms you're experiencing, like an increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, your pupils dilating, these are all things designed to help you perform better at whatever task is coming up. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.